Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, howdy, and hey there, everybody. It is Ginger Mickey Mouse Minge, and I am back again with my bestie, my sister from another mister, my brother from another mother, my undercover lover. No. Well, only sometimes. Quarantine was long and hard, just the way we like it. I am back with the one and only Gidget Galore.
Hello, everyone.
Yes, queen works like.
Oh, look how cute we look.
We do look cute. We are here celebrating the 50th anniversary of Disney World right here in Orlando. You know, we're theme park freaks, especially when it comes to Disney. We put the freak in theme park freak.
I love the theme parks. They're literally in our backyard.
Yeah. Well, no, your backyard. I mean, it's more like that water park that they did that documentary about where it got shut down because too many people got hurt.
Oh, Class Action Park.
Class Action Park. Right in our own backyard, right over here. So I know that typically we go week to week, we meet somebody new, but I thought it'd be fun to circle back around to Gidget because we are getting ready to hit the road in our brand new non-denominational holiday spectacular extravaganza winter wonderland.
I'm out of breath and you were talking.
Yeah, well, that's because we are fat.
No, I guess.
Yeah, we're fat, we smoke.
No, we don't smoke much.
Yeah, we just crack.
Now listen, if you don't have plans and we're coming to your city, you need to buy tickets.
Yeah, well, even if you do have plans, cancel them.
Yeah,
and come see this show. This show actually is spectacular.
You know, Ginger, going into this, you know, holiday entertaining can be so difficult. Your family, mm-hmm. your friends, mm-hmm. your neighbors.
Yeah. Oh, and we just got a new set of neighbors.
We did?
No, I did on you the other did. Side of
oh,
my house.
My God, yeah. I haven't been outside the front door.
No, they love to party too.
But you, they do?
They do. And I'm actually a little upset and I can't tell if I'm upset that they're partying and I'm just an old lady now mm-hmm. or if I'm more upset that they haven't invited me over.
That's probably it.
Well, because they're having these ragers every night. I'm like, oh, they're all so cute.
Oh, and young.
That yes, mm-hmm. they are very young and they're very cute. And they obviously know how to party.
But if you have family coming to your town or your home, mm-hmm. you don't need to stay at home. Cancel your plans and buy tickets to the show.
Yeah, it's actually, it is a very good show. You know, I love the holiday time. It's my favorite time of year. I love hitting the road. I always take some kind of tour out there for the holidays. But this one is the biggest one that I have done so far.
It's so big.
It is so big.
It's so big.
It's so big, we had to get these high-top stools.
Yeah, they're slippery, too.
Yeah, well, it's because it's not a real stool. It's a stool sample.
Yeah.
But it's fine. It's push it in a little bit. You'll be fine.
This is a big tour. Lots of costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of musical numbers.
So we're doing a lot of non-denominational holiday hits.
Yeah.
Of course. That everybody knows, loves, and probably expects. We're recording a new song, a brand new version of Sisters from White Christmas that is just for us. And we're going to release it out into the world. So even if you're listening to this and you can't come and see the show, make sure you download the music as well as Winter Wonderland from last year.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We've got brand new costumes coming, lots of rhinestones, feathers, feather fans.
There, and I shit you not, our finale is a 15-ish minute spectacular. It's a Disney spectacular.
It is a Disney loosely themed.
It's a Dinsley.
Mm-hmm. Themed 3-hour finale.
Okay. Well, anywhere between 15 minutes and 3 hours.
Just somewhere in there.
Somewhere in there. But we have 4 costume changes each.
No,
just in that.
No.
No, oh, just in the finale, we have a snow machine, we have fog machine, we have magic and all sorts of special effects. We have
graphics behind us on the video screens.
Puppets.
Puppets. We've got a 4D experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get buckle up.
Well, it's where we all chug a 40 and then see what happens.
No, I think it's a 4D.
Oh, 4D.
4D. It's where you take 3D, like real life, and then you push it into the audience.
Yeah.
You shove it in their face.
Well, that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I've done
in a safe way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In a safe way. Speaking of Safeway, that's a grocery store.
And a word from our sponsor.
No, we're not there yet.
Oh, okay.
So, since I've talked to you last, what have you been up to?
I have been building costumes for this Christmas tour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you know how many yards of fabric it takes to create 2 custom-built gowns for us?
For us gals of girth, yes, I do know how much it takes. I've had to order it. So, we, of course, you know, it's that old trick where, you know, if you are a bigger girl, then you like to offset that by making everything else around you larger. So bigger hair, bigger jewelry, and bigger print.
Bigger print.
Yeah. And we wanted this like Christmassy, holiday-ish kind of country plaid, but they didn't make it big enough.
So we
had to create this like supersized print of Christmas plaid.
Okay, getting into this. We started looking for plaid at the fabric store.
Yeah. Also known as Johann's.
That's in Germany.
Yeah.
Yes, but it was too tiny. And then we started looking for tablecloths. Then we went to car covers.
Yes.
Yeah, we did that.
Well, I'm wearing the Le Bras right now.
Then we had to settle on custom printing our fabric.
Mm-hmm.
Custom printing, just to make it large enough.
To offset us and make us look like delicate little flowers.
So we've got a giant plaid. And it's going to be so much fun. I can't wait.
It is going to be a lot of fun. We're working really hard on it. Now, outside of getting ready for the big holiday tour, what have you been up to?
Well, I've been decorating for the holidays.
Yes. Well, you have, but you're still decorated for Halloween.
I am. Well, I started on September 1st for Halloween. That's when Halloween starts, the gay holy holiday.
No, see, I've never been a Halloween person.
Well, you don't like anything that's too spooky.
No, I don't. It's to me, it's like of the devil. No, I actually enjoy Halloween a lot. I just...
You don't enjoy like putting on costumes and
or
all
makeup,
of that makeup
or wigs.
Oh, those crazy wigs. Oh, pretending you're something you're not.
I do enjoy the holiday. I love Halloween. I love dressing up in different costumes. So like we're gonna go as have we decided? I'm asking my husband and Michael back there. Have we decided if we're gonna be the Rugrats or if we're gonna do Wizard of Oz? Wizard of Oz, I guess, is what we're doing this time. So,
the Wizard of Jizz.
The Gizzard of Oz. The Gizzard of Oz.
You've actually seen that.
I have too. It's available for streaming. And what else is available for streaming right now is Double Y Diva by Ginger Minj on all platforms and in the trunk of my Uber.
Mm-hmm. It's so good. Now, I've always loved Halloween. I don't know. I know that you really don't like Halloween because of all the like dark
undertones. No. That's what I was getting at. No, I do love Halloween, but I don't like Halloween Horror Nights. I don't like, what's the one that they're doing over at SeaWorld this year?
Howl-O-Scream. Howl-O-Scream is at Busch Gardens.
And it's also here at SeaWorld this year.
Oh.
They just started it. And, of course, we've got a lot of friends that work at all the theme parks. They're like, I'll give you tickets. They just want to see me scream and try to run.
I do, too. I've tried to invite her for years and years.
No, I don't know. I can't get into it. I don't like being scared for the sake of being scared. I feel like the world is scary enough.
But the reason that I like to go to Halloween Horror Nights is because it makes you feel like you are literally walking onto a movie set. So some of these haunted houses are set in sound stages.
Yeah.
So they have the perfect amount of lighting. They can set the temperature. I've been in haunted houses that have been snowing before.
Yeah.
Oh, you're stepping into a horror film.
Yeah, well,
great.
Well, no, and I understand that part of it. So I think if they offered it like during the daytime, if they were like, hey, anybody who just wants to come out with the houses,
they do. It's a tour. You can do that. Yeah.
Oh, I would do that.
Oh, yeah. I know you would.
I would do that.
I think you'd go back and then go through the haunted house.
No, I would not.
Yeah,
I would never do that. I don't like that.
It's
but
so good.
I am the type that I will sit and YouTube it. So I feel like I do get to see all of these houses every
but
year.
But not through your eyes.
No. But I also see how much it scares the people that are going through it. So I'm like, no, bitch, better you than me. I'm not doing it.
But I go through the haunted houses, and I am so into the set decoration and the scenic design and the over, just, it's so beautiful to look at all the detail that I get so into that. I will turn a corner and scream for bloody murder because it's just somebody from Universal standing there in their polo going, move along.
Yeah, move this
along,
way. Move along. Come on, keep going.
It wasn't even the monster that jumped out. It was move along.
Well, mostly because the monsters that jump out, I feel like they're the people that we work with at the bars.
They do. They go, hey, Ginger, how are you? Like,
oh my God, I forgot. I still owe you $20.
I know. And then she runs. Yeah.
I don't run. See, that is why I don't go, because I know that I would want to run and I refuse to run.
You don't need to run. It's good. It smells. Now, I know. It smells like Halloween Horror Nights. In fact, I bought oil for my oil diffuser that is Horror Nights scented.
Yeah.
In the description, it says pyrotechnics, fog solution, and mystery. And that's what it smells like. I don't know what the mystery is. I think it's kind of a little dookie down there. But it does smell like fog solution and pyrotechnics.
Yeah. Speaking of dookie, we were having a conversation earlier in the dressing room. So we finished our bingo at Hamburger Mary's, which every time I'm in town, you know, we typically do this on Tuesday nights. And it's really fun. We had a great time. As you can see, tonight we were celebrating the 50th anniversary
of Universal Studios.
The mouse. The house of the mouse. But we were having a conversation. So Gidget, she is inheriting this cat. She's not a cat person. She's never really had one.
I'm a dog person.
It's an adorable cat, though.
Oh, little Fiona.
Fiona. Yeah. Like Shrek.
I know.
It's Shrek and Fiona. It's wonderful.
I've never been a cat person, but I am. It was my grandma's cat who just recently passed away. But I met Fiona, and I just fell in love with her. She's just got the cutest little face. She is cute.
But we were talking about the fact that Gidget's roommate, Sean, has a dog named Emma. And I love her. She's one of my favorite dogs in the entire world. She's just so sweet. Mm-hmm. But she has this affinity, like a lot of dogs do, where she likes to munch on cat droppings.
She so likes we were to calling, munch on a lot, yeah.
We were calling them Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah.
You know? So, because she goes to town, so Gidget was saying how she's going to have to, like, basically build this fortress.
It's got to be big enough for Fiona to get out into the garage or the sewing studio and not let Emma out so she can go do her business and not have Emma snack on the Tootsie Rolls.
The Tootsie Rolls, which once they're in the litter box.
And they're textured.
That's textured. It'll
a
be
nice
like
crunch.
Pop rocks. Poop rocks.
Poop rocks. There you go.
Shitsy rolls and poop rocks.
Shitsy rocks. Oh, don't.
I'll just picture nerd rope.
Nerd rope.
That's exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be a crunchy outside with a delicious, chewy inside.
Anyway, this is all disgusting. But
Let's get away from poo.
Yeah, I mean, we might even, I don't know, edit all this out. Probably not, because I'm sure all of you out there who are pet lovers, and especially with dogs, I'm sure you've seen them go to town.
Outside.
Go to town on the downtown Brown.
Oh. She likes to get into things that are kind of disgusting. We have to keep the bathroom doors closed so she doesn't drink out of the toilet.
Yeah.
She doesn't go through the trash, which is, that's gross. And now this litter box issue. I don't know.
Well, dogs are gross, but they're so cute. You can't be mad at them.
And then they come up and give you the biggest, sloppiest kisses right on the face.
And you're like, what is this one?
Right in our mouth.
No, not in my mouth. Don't you even try it.
Wait till you get some gravel in there.
Poop rocks. Anyway, so now this is going to be your first like big tour where you're leaving for a good chunk of time.
We are. Right? We're going to be gone for over a month.
Yeah.
We do come home like halfway through to Orlando for an Orlando stop.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back out. So this will be over a month that we are on the road together.
Yeah.
Sleeping in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
I plan on bringing lots of earplugs and...
I don't know why. I have this recording on my phone, and you know what? I'm actually going to post this After you listen to this episode, I'm going to give y'all the link to go listen to this. So last year, we didn't get to do a tour because COVID.
Yeah.
So we drove up to South Carolina, which we're actually going back to Charleston. It's our final show of the tour. Beautiful venue. Love it there at the Charleston Music Hall. But we drove up there, and that was our only show last year. And we all shared one room. It was me, Gidget, my husband, and of course, Michael, the elf who was doing the show with us. And I could not fall asleep.
It was...
because the three of them, it was like the log sawing competition they used to do at Epcot. It was particularly you.
It was not me.
Because I was sleeping in the bed with you.
It was not me.
Yes.
No, it was bouncing off the wall.
I have this video. It is
I snore like this.
No, she snores like this. And that's just the inhale. That is, I didn't think she had the lung capacity to make the noises that she was making.
Stop!
So it is going to be very interesting.
Well, at least mine comes out of my mouth hole.
Yeah, well, mine comes from my south mouth.
Yeah. There's a lot of noise from underneath the sheet.
How dare you? I'm just baking gingerbread cookies down.
Ah!
Yeah, so anyway, it's going to be
a great tour.
It's going to be a great tour.
We leave Thanksgiving Day. So we're leaving Thanksgiving Day. So we're walking away from
our family. It's the day after your birthday?
It is. My birthday is on the 24th and Thanksgiving is on the 25th.
Yes. So we're going to celebrate your birthday. We're going to grab a turkey leg and then we're going to hit the airplane.
Take it out of the plane.
As a carry-on.
Yep.
And then we're off.
We're doing Atlanta, mm-hmm. Washington, D.C. I know we'll be to
San Francisco. Los Angeles. Yep.
Portland,
Seattle.
Yep, Seattle.
Orlando.
We'll be back to Orlando. Then we go to New Jersey.
Then we do Detroit. And then we close out in South Carolina, in Charleston. So it's a lot of great options. It's worth the drive. If you're sitting there going, oh, it's kind of like an hour and a half away, and it's going to be a lot. Make the drive. You will love it. It's going to be such a great show. But I ask you this because you're about to adopt this kitten.
Yes.
That you have inherited. This is your inheritance.
Yes. We're going to dress her up as a character in the show.
Oh, are we taking her on tour with us?
Well, she's going to be the one that pulls us out in the sleigh.
Mush!
I hope they've greased that stage. No, she's going to be here by herself while I'm away. But I've got two roommates here that will love her.
Yeah.
And Emma,
of course. Yeah. Now, are you concerned at all that Emma is not going to adjust well to having a cat in the house?
I think she's going to love it because, like, Emma is this white American bulldog, mm-hmm. right? She's just big and she loves to lay. And this little kitten, well, I call it kitten, but it's 7 years old, loves to lay, rest, sleep, loves to be brushed, just like Emma, and just likes her, doesn't like to be held, just like Emma. I think they're going to be like, ugh, who are these assholes that live with us? Yeah, I think it'll be great.
Has Emma ever lived with a dog or with a cat?
Yes. I guess that she is very good with cats, but we will let you know.
look for our post.
If we have fur collars on our costumes, don't tell PETA.
No!
We would never do
no,
that.
No, not at
never.
All. We no. joke.
We have faux fur. A lot of faux fur. A
lot of faux fur in this show right here.
But speaking of costumes, this is the biggest show that I have done with you, even if we are filming things in the garage, aka the film
the studio,
here in town, if we've traveled out of town together, I totaled up six costumes per person.
Mm-hmm.
And then Michael, he wears two different costumes plus lots of add-ons.
Yeah.
There's a lot of costumes.
It's a lot of costumes. It's a big show to tour.
Yeah. And we are looking for sponsorship from Febreze.
Febreze
and Grey Goose Vodka.
No, we're not looking for that.
No, it's for the costumes though.
Oh, for the costumes. Oh, to spray down the costumes. Yeah. So... So what's it going to be like for you, like your first time out there doing one of these like long tours like this? What's it going to be like for you to be away from home? Because you really are kind of a homebody.
Well, I've always been the longest time that I've ever spent away from home was on a cruise. That's the word.
Sound out the hard
word. Yeah, a cruise. And we were only gone for 11 days. That's the longest time I've been away from Orlando since I moved here in 95.
Wow.
And I know you've gone on lots of tours that you've gone for, you know, sometimes months that you're away from home.
Mm-hmm. I was just gone for 3 months and just came back.
Oh, I didn't even realize.
Didn't realize. Oh, it's my best friend, everybody.
But it's going to be great. I think it's going to be a nice chance to get out, do these shows one night after the next, after the next. We do have breaks between. I know that I like to go out and see the places that I am. This one would love to lay with her husband just in bed.
Not even with my husband.
Just lay in bed.
I just like to lay in bed at these hotels. So, you know, people don't understand when you're... So this is what's going to be really interesting being on the tour with Gidget, is she's going into this just like I did 8 years ago, where I'm like, I'm going to see every place. I'm going to see what every city has to offer. This is going to be amazing. And then by like the third stop, you're going, what day is it? Where are we? You know what? I don't even care. I am going to powder this shit down, wear the same makeup tomorrow, and take a nap.
I'm going to do my face with the same makeup that's still in my brush. I'm not even going to touch it back. But no, I'm looking forward to it just because I do love Washington so much. Mm-hmm. I had so much fun in California. I know that we do have plans to go to Disneyland.
We do.
Which I'm so excited. Yeah. And so I've never been to Disneyland. So we are doing that. And most of the other days, we're not going to lie. We like to eat.
Yeah. It's the holidays. You're supposed to eat.
Oh, it is the holiday. It will be during the holidays. And we're going to be in all these cities. And we're going to eat, eat, eat. I like to try new food from new places.
Yeah. I like to try old food from new places.
Yeah.
New food from old places. Old food from the refrigerator. I'm not discriminatory when it comes to food.
So if you know the schedule for the show and you know a place that we cannot miss.
Oh, sound off in the comments below. Let us know what we need to check out, where we need to go, where we need to eat, all that kind of stuff.
I know that when we went to Charleston last year, we only did Orlando and Charleston. So two stops, just here and there. And we are going to go back to our favorite breakfast restaurant,
which was Virginia's on King. Oh. So the thing that we did last year, because we spent a couple of days there.
Yep.
And this year, we're actually going to spend the holidays there. So we've rented a house, an Airbnb. We're going to decorate it up, put the Christmas tree up, put the Hanukkah stockings and everything.
Your family is coming.
My family's coming.
Your family is coming. We're going to do a family getaway in Charleston.
We are Brady Bunching this shit. Forcing two worlds together.
It's going to be great.
But our thing last year was, you know what? Let's go to as many of these restaurants that we can find and try the fried green tomatoes. Because it's so, to me, fried green tomatoes in Charleston, South Carolina are a lot like the drag scene in America. Because everywhere you go, it's a little bit different. It's got a little bit slightly different flavor.
We were in a three blocks.
Yeah.
And we tried five different
fried green tomatoes, and they were all completely different.
Completely different sauce, completely different breading.
And it was like, we tried to sit down and pick the best one, and we're like, I can't. They're all so good. They're all so different. Like, this one offers this, which I think is absolutely delicious, but this one also offers this, which is totally different, and I couldn't pick which one I like better.
So if you've got those restaurants that we need to visit, let us know.
Yes. Now, we're going to let you think about that for just a moment while we hear a word from our sponsor right now. But we'll be back in just a couple of minutes to talk about the spooky ghost tour that we went on last year. See you in a minute.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it. but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, and we're back again.
Do we look gorgeous?
I love it.
For those of you who are watching on IGTV or YouTube, just get into this. Look how it's like a cam show.
For Minnie and Mickey?
4x4 cam. 4 cam? 4chan?
4chan?
4cam.
4chan.
Cam 4. That's what it is.
So you know we're not on it because we don't even know what it's called.
Chatterbait. You remember that?
Oh, I like Cheddarbait.
Cheddarbait. I do too. Yeah.
It's for cheese lovers.
Unbelievable. I do want to talk. We'll get back into what we were talking about because I know it's a riveting conversation. But I wanted to talk about Chatterbait.
Chatterbait.
No, I want to talk about Chatterbait.
Chatter.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Is it still a thing?
Very much.
Do you know that it's still a thing?
Have you been looking at my history? What's going on?
No, I don't want to know your history.
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know your future either, man. I'm content with the present right now.
Call me now.
Speaking of presents, make sure you give yourself a good present for the holidays and come see us on our Winter Wonderland tour.
Where can they get tickets, Ginger?
You can go to gingermingelive.com or gingermingelive.com.
Yeah.
You know,
it's spelled the same.
I'd
rather see you live.
Yeah. I'd rather see me live, mama.
It's better than the alternative.
Well, yeah.
Come see Ginger Minge.
Not alive anymore.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
So speaking of not being alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, gosh, there's so much I want to talk about. Let's talk about Chatterbait real quick.
Okay.
So we both used to work with this queen here in Orlando, local queen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And she would always... She'd go do her show at Hamburger Mary's, and then we'd all get out of drag and be like, hey, you want to go, like, grab some food, have a drink, go talk, chit-chat, all the kind of shit. And she's like, oh, no, I've got a show tonight.
I like the show.
What? Where? Where's your show? And she's like, oh, it's like this online show that I did. This is years ago.
Yeah.
It was like, years. What, like 10 years ago?
I don't even know where this person is.
Yeah. So we'd be like, what show does she have? There's like no other clubs doing shows at this time on this day. And then we found out
it was an online
show. It was an online show. It was Chatterbait. And she was like, it's great. I literally wrap a towel around my head and then I push my titties up as high as they will go. And I get this close to the camera.
Let me see. Lower the camera. Right. No. The camera's broken. It doesn't move.
And she's like, all I do is sit there and like jiggle back and forth.
Talk to people.
Tip me.
Yeah. Talk to people.
And she was making so much money on that. Yeah. So I went on at one time just to be like, hey, you know, I could use a couple extra dollars. Maybe I'll do this too. Girl, I got too dick-stracted. Dick-stracted. Because it just clicks room to room.
Of course!
And it's just like these boys doing these things and these gorgeous women doing these other...
So I've heard.
I have ADHD and it was not good for me because I got distracted from what I was trying to do, which was make money, but then I ended up losing money because I was like, you're gorgeous. Here's a couple of coins for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So yes, I know it is still a thing. Guaranteed. I've done my research. Our fact checkers have said yes.
Yes.
Yes. They, yep.
Yes.
It is a real thing. A thumbs up. Yep. It is a real thing.
I don't think that was a thumb.
But it is a real thing. And congratulations for making money.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you know what? I think sex work is work. All work is valid. You live how you have to live. I've done what I've had to do to survive
before. I mean, look at you now.
Look at me now. By all means, I am not shaming anybody for it. I'm just saying I was not very good at it. Because I went on there with the sole intention of making money and ended up spending money.
Or you could just go watch.
Yeah.
So I've heard.
Yeah, but don't you feel bad just watching? It's like when you...
No, because you give them a little inspirational message like,
I don't...
Go for it.
I don't know. Because I always feel like when you go to a drag show, you don't want to just sit back and be like, yes, sister, you're really turning it.
Okay.
You know, you want to support and give a dollar.
Now, I have heard. That there are people that are chatterbaiting, and there are also exhibitionists.
Okay.
There is a difference that some people just want to go and put it out there.
Yeah.
To be seen.
Yeah.
So you can also click on that. So I've heard.
But also.
We'll do research.
It never hurts to, you know, give somebody a little
Some
coin.
Don't accept tips.
They don't.
So I've heard.
Oh, well, you'll have to let me know who you heard that
from. We'll just go do some research.
But that also goes right back to the whole local queen thing. You know, like, local queens, we didn't get paid all that much years ago. I mean, not that it's gone up anymore. Like, we just went down for, you know, $50 and a cheeseburger.
But there were things that we did. Like, I know we talked last time about doing benefits, being visible, doing different things for queens or other queens or organizations. Like, I do Drag Queen Story Hour. I don't get paid for that. I do different things for, like the Pet Alliance and things like that. Like, we do this because we want to be visible. And the more people that know who you are, that's where you build a brand. You build that name.
But while you're building that brand and that name, you still have bills to pay.
Yeah.
So I've known a lot of the girls who go on to things like Chatterbait and Cam4 and all that kind of stuff. And they make their extra coins that way, which is why I tried to do it and was not successful. But it's hard to be a local girl.
It's hard to be a lady.
It's hard to be a lady when you're so passionate about something and you want to do it so well. You kind of take everything that you get and you invest it back in. Which, you know, that's that old saying, you've got to spend money make money.
Good drag is not cheap. And cheap drag is not good.
But all drag is valid.
It is. But we've been told that over and over and over. Yeah. So you could do that. Or like I know that there are certain queens that you can hire now that will just literally stone your evening gown.
Yeah.
They get paid to just rhinestone because we know what a pain in the ass it is.
It is.
Especially you're putting 50, 60, 70 gross of rhinestones on an evening gown. They will sit there and just do that as their side gig. Or making jewelry and selling jewelry. We know a lot of people that do that. And costumes, wigs, people that have come out of the woodwork, which is fantastic for all of us to be able to, if you don't style hair, now instead of just going to one or two places, there are queens sometimes in your own home. Or your own home.
Your own
home. In the wall! So your own hometown that style hair, that you can pay them to style your hair and go pick it up.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, we all have, everyone's got to be creative in some way.
Absolutely. And I think that that's great that now, because of like Drag Race and Dragula and Camp Wanakiki, now that these things are becoming a lot more mainstream, people are actually able to invest in these businesses and starting them up.
Yep.
Because there's more of a market for it. And people are like, the outside world is looking in and going, oh, that is a legitimate business. And that's like a good way to supplement your income.
And even like drag swap, things like that, where we would create something, wear it for a pageant, that gown we will wear one, maybe two times.
Mm-hmm.
But if you give it to somebody else, sell it to somebody else, they can then carry that on. I've got gowns out there that we've spent money on that you're like, I'll never wear that again.
Yeah, because you can't.
You can't.
Unfortunately, it's one of those situations where, particularly like myself having been on Drag Race now three times, I do have a nice social media presence, which is wonderful, and I love that. But unfortunately, once you take a picture or a video or do a project or appearance in an outfit, you know, you can't wear it more than once or twice because then people have seen it. Even if they haven't seen it,
They've seen it in the picture. They saw it on the post. They've seen it. Yep. So there's that.
So you're talking about Drag Swap. There are a whole bunch of Facebook groups out of there. And the biggest one is called Drag Swap. I'm personally a huge fan of plus size drag, which of course, being plus size girls, it's nice to be able to go and talk to girls who are kind of having the same issues that you are as far as finding things that fit or finding tights that will go over your hip pads as well as your fat ass, like, or finding a shoe with a sturdy enough heel that will support everything you want to do. So it's nice to go and talk to these like-minded queens who have done the research, and you can swap war stories and all that kind of stuff. And then you can, you know, sell them your padding outs, trade them for something else that you mean.
And I think that going off from what you said, growing up when we did, it was really hard to find. Like, if you go back in history and look at some of the queens that came way before us, it was You made something out of a tablecloth. Mm-hmm. You went to the thrift store. You did. That's what we did. And it just progressed down the line. Now you can say, hey, girls, I'm having a tough time finding a size 14 heel. Everyone seems to jump on and say, mm-hmm. I know where you can go.
What this color you want? What kind of toe do you want?
Oh, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I found. You have to actually say, like, I found what I'm looking for. Please stop. I got it.
Please. I've got
something. But isn't it great? Because, like, growing up, like, they would just create things from the thrift store or a curtain or whatever. Now it just progressed to, I only have to ask another web of people, and somebody will go, like, I know who you need to go to. I'm looking for an updo. I know who you need to talk to. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, and it's like, it's that whole, like, double-edged sword that we were talking about before, like last time when we were talking about, you know, now that there is such a spotlight on drag and it is becoming this mainstream thing. It is this mainstream thing now. Yep. Yes, we are under a microscope, so it's not really feasible for us to wear the same things frequently. Oh, excuse me.
The demons of exercise, the demons.
It's the only exercising I'm doing. But anyway, so yes, there is more of, we are under more scrutiny for the things that we wear and the quality of the drag that we all do. No matter what the kind of drag is, it has to be at a certain level, you know? Mm-hmm. And when before we were, you know, we could get away with going out and
going to the Ross
and taking a tablecloth and turning it into a pageant gown.
Going to rave. Remember rave?
I do.
Disposable club clothing.
Yeah, exactly.
You were one time and you were just happy if the side seam stayed in.
Dots was my favorite.
Oh, Dots.
Dots was my favorite. So, I mean, it's like this double-edged sword where, you know, the drag that we used to do, it wasn't at the level that it is now. But now that it is at this level, you have to maintain that.
And, but you can buy these things and change them and cut them mm-hmm. apart and make them into dance costumes. You buy a full-length gown, you're like, I can make that into a dance costume.
It reminds me of this episode of the Torkelsons that I watched when I was growing up. For those of you who don't remember, it was on the Disney Channel. It was I don't even want to call it a sitcom because it was more like family drama style, but it was still Disney Channel, so it was kind of corny and cheesy. But it's the one where she would sit up in, like, the bay window and talk to the man in the moon, and she'd talk like this all the time. Anyway, so I remember this one episode. It's the only episode that really sticks out to me, where their family was so poor that she was going to prom or homecoming, one of those big dances, you know, and they couldn't afford a new dress. So they went to the thrift store and she found the most gorgeous dress, but it had a big ink stain on it. So her mother took it and she created, like, these big, beautiful flowers and all sorts of things out of rhinestones and fabric. And it was gorgeous. She looked stunning. And she walked in and it was one of those, it was like Carrie for kids, you know, Carrie Jr. So she walks in and everybody's like, oh, how beautiful she looks. How wonderful. And of course, the popular girl in school walks up and goes, you're so poor, you can't even afford a new dress. What? How do you know? You got that from the thrift store. How do you know? That was my dress. No, it wasn't. This is mine, and my mother made it for me. Oh, no. And she goes, no, I know it was mine because it has an ink spot. And she ripped the flower off of her dress. And of course, there was the ink spot, and everybody laughed at her. And then she locked the doors with her mind and killed them. No, that was scary. That wasn't the Torkelson.
That was very different.
But it's like one of those things where, you know, when you're first starting out, you do take as many hand-me-downs as you can.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course.
And you try to, like, zhuzh it around. But there's some times where people will look at you and go, girl, we saw that for 3 years in a row at Miss Continental Plus. Carmella wore it. And now I'm wearing it because sweatpants are all that fit me right now.
You know, talking about those gowns, I still have the very first evening gown that I bought from BJ Stevens,
uh-huh.
of Miracle Queen. I bought
an evening gown. Who was the first drag queen I ever, ever, ever saw.
Really?
Attitudes in Leesburg.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It would have been. So I bought this gown for $150, and it was beautiful, and I made it my own. I rhinestoned it. It looked gorgeous, and I won my very first pageant.
The black one.
Yes.
The black one that is a little bit too short.
A little bit too short. So it was, maybe I was shorter. Maybe they were easier because it was a newcomer pageant. I don't know. But it's like this far off the ground. We're not kidding. It's that, like, maybe I squatted a little bit.
I was like, can you tell them how you had to model it? had
bend my knees slightly. Yeah,
she did. She like bent her knees a little bit to model in this gown, just yeah. serving it. Saying she was serving it, but she looked like a Oompa Loompa.
Hey, I won the pageant.
But you won the pageant. I did not. I did not. You won.
But and I made all my jewelry myself out of the little things and rhinestone them. And like, it's just what you did. And I was so proud. I brought my mom in. I showed her everything I was doing. She was so happy.
Yeah. And but now, anyway, this is a very long way of saying if you're just starting out in all of this and you're looking for things, try the groups. Try Drag yes. Swap and Plus Size Drag. And there's tons of them out there. And it's all people like us, you know, people who want to swap out for something new because they've worn this one too many times, or they're looking for something brand new for themselves that maybe you can give them, or yeah, vice versa, whatever. So just check them out.
Or it's just people that want to help. It's no longer are we trying to hide, like, oh, this is, I don't want anyone else to know where it comes mm-hmm. from. Now we're like, this is where I found it. This is what I know. This is like, take it and run. So mm-hmm.
do you remember back when we were doing pageants at the Parliament House? Rest it in peace, you know, rest in pieces. At the Parliament House, we were doing these pageants, particularly the newcomer pageant, which was one that everybody wanted to win. Mm-hmm. And the girls were so competitive about it. We talked about it last time.
Yes.
About the one with the super that, glue and the stepping on the gown and all that stuff. Like, it's crazy how competitive these pageants were. Yes. And when you take some time and space between us now and us then, and you look at the situation, you have to laugh at it a little bit.
It was scary back then. Like, I was told stories like yours where it was as simple as touching something, stepping on something.
Uh-huh.
To girls that would put razor blades between their fingers up to a beaded gown and say, how beautiful is this?
Uh-huh.
And it would just be slicing the beads off this gown.
Because if you don't know, the beads, they're all on one long string.
So if you start cutting those thread, they just
go everywhere.
And like, and I know this happened because I was taught by that generation of drag. Mm-hmm. Or to the point where it was like, glass in your powder and all of this stuff. I'm glad that we are out of this.
I don't know if I told this story last time, but my very first time at Continental Plus, I went to the pageant. And so Plus is for the plus size girls. Elite is for the girls that are over 40. Then there's like, they call it regular Miss Continental. It's like for, you know, the skinny girls. And then there's Mister, of course, for the Misters. So, Plus and Elite are always held on the same weekend. It's always Easter weekend. And the people that I went with, I was representing the Metropolitan Continental title as Plus, and there was an Elite contestant. Well, the Elite contestant was not very well liked by anybody. You can probably guess who it is.
I'll write it down on a piece of paper and hand it to you later.
Yes, she is.
Okay.
You gotcha. Get it. You got it. Okay. She does a killer show. Yeah. Anyway, so she wasn't very well liked by the people who she hired to go with her. She hired like backup dancers and stuff. So those backup dancers, they took all of her highlight and blush brushes and dipped them in black so that when she went to touch up her makeup, like brighten up her blush or something,
just one swipe.
Just a big black stripe.
So just something so easy and quick.
Yeah.
It was just...
And there was no way that she could really pinpoint who did it. She might have done it herself. I mean, I knew who did it afterwards because they were very proud of themselves. But it was like something that quick sets you back an hour because you got to take it all off
gotta
and start again.
You got to fix it. You got to... Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's another lesson. Like, treat the people that you work with well. Because you don't want them turning on you.
Oh, no. If you've got something that you can help someone with, help them with it.
Help them, please. That's really all we need to do in the world is help each other.
So wait a second. Does that go back to the golden rule of treat everyone the way you would like to be treated?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you touched on that last time.
Yeah, I've really touched on it almost in every episode that we've done because it's so true.
It's so easy.
It's so easy. You just, if you treat somebody the way that you hope that they treat you, that will let them know what it's okay to treat you like. You know what I mean? Because anybody in the world will only treat you the way that you allow them to treat you.
It's true.
And vice versa.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, don't you dare.
I asked for it.
Not in front of people. All right, so we promised you that we were going to talk about this ghost hunting thing that we did in Charleston.
Okay.
It was, I'm really into like ghost hunting and stuff. And I know you're probably all sounding off right there in the comments. You're like, it's not real, or this is stupid, or don't invite that in. I enjoy the shows. I enjoy the stories. To me, it's more about the history.
Yeah, the history.
Of the events and everything that takes place with it. It's not necessarily so much about...
You don't want to be like, woo, they're right next to you. Yeah, like, I can see over your shoulder.
Who am I talking to?
Right.
No, I'm interested in knowing like what this place is, what it represents, why there would possibly be spirits at unrest there. You know, I'm interested in knowing those things. So we went through a whole bunch of different...
We actually asked our concierge, what is the best...
Girl, it was a Best Western. There were a concierge. There was Rhonda working the front desk.
She also set up the breakfast in the morning.
Oh, well...
I trust her.
She put out the fruit bowl.
There were also gingerbread cookies. I trust her.
I know, I trust Rhonda. I'm just saying she ain't a concierge.
Very fancy, anyway. Rhonda. But we asked Rhonda.
Help me, Rhonda.
We asked Rhonda what she recommended, and she said this is the place to go, and we did. We checked them out.
Remember, we couldn't get tickets to do it for like the first couple of days that we were there. Sold out.
Yep.
But that last day that we were there, where we had like a full day before we had to leave, it had started to like rain a little bit.
It got really cold. Yeah, it wasn't. It was 42 degrees.
Uh huh.
Remember that?
We had to go to Target with our Florida asses to buy
so little girls gloves.
Little girls gloves. They were sold out of like all real winter gloves.
They came to here.
We bought three pairs of the little girls gloves. And then we bought like four long sleeve sweaters for Target.
I had five shirts on.
We were just layering those things. Anyway.
So we go outside this meeting place. We're standing there. It's just the four of us. Just the four of us. And we're standing there. We're like, are we at the wrong place? We're walking around. No, this is where you need to be. This man comes out.
He's in a puff of smoke. No.
It was the fog. He came out of the fog and the rain and walked up and took us on. It was supposed to be what? 2 hours?
It was supposed to be an hour and a half.
An hour and a half.
And we ended up going for 2.5 hours.
Because he was just full of knowledge. Just
yeah, and it wasn't necessarily about ghosts and goblins and ghoulies from last Halloween. Yeah, it wasn't all about that.
It was
that.
A history tour.
Yeah, it was like, so this is this building, and this is why it was built. This is why it was built here. This is why you can look out of this window, and you can see all the way across the water. And this, that, and this. So it was like all of this history.
It was.
And then peppered in were like the ghost stories and stuff.
And they were good. They were great.
It ended after an hour and a half, and then he said... It's supposed to be done right now, but if you guys are up for it, I can take you around this other block over here. And we're like, oh, should we get in the van? Does he really have puppies? But we were like, yeah, sure. So he ended up taking us for another full hour just telling us these stories and stuff.
There were certain graveyards, there were certain churches, there were just historic buildings, historic homes.
A church's chicken.
Did we just go through the church's chicken? But it was just down different streets, different alleys. What the local folk thought as their like.
We learned about boo hags.
Boo hags.
We learned about haints. Yep. And the haint blue that they paint under. Yep. It was so cool.
If you have a chance to go on I want to go to Savannah for a ghost tour, but Charleston ghost tour, it was fantastic.
It was good.
And I hope we get him again.
I hope so too.
We're just going to line him up and pick the one.
Yeah, which one was he? It was, who's willing to go an extra hour? That's what we want.
Oh!
So I actually have this app that I put on my phone, and it's called Ghost Tube.
Ghost Tube.
Ghost Tube. I saw it on the internet somewhere. Yep. I was like, oh, whatever. For the first 6 months, I had this app. Literally nothing. Nothing came through. It wasn't whatever. And then when I was in P-Town, I was staying at this haunted house. And then Adam Berry, who is part of Kindred Spirits, which is a ghost hunting show on Discovery Plus, he came over and we did like this whole EVP session. It was really interesting. I shit you not. The second he left, I put that app on and it's been so active ever since, particularly. I'm going to grab it right now and I'm going to turn it on.
So it's called Ghost Tube. So what you can do is set it, it just opens up your camera, and it is a computerized voice that picks up what? Vibrations or magnetic?
It's from the magnet in the compass of your phone.
Okay.
Is what it uses. So it says it's listening right now, I'm going to hold it up to my microphone right here and say, is anybody here with us this evening? Okay, no. they're shy. They didn't sign the waiver. They can't be on camera. But it's just so interesting. Just the things, like, you wouldn't think that anything like this would be true. And, of course, you know, put whatever stock you want into it. But
we are in October.
In October. Oktoberfest. So we were sitting outside, and we were both in drag getting ready to go and do bingo. It was a couple weeks ago. And it starts saying, dress, makeup, job. And we're like, oh. Yes, we do dress up and wear makeup for our job. And then it starts, like, just talking about the things that we do. Yeah. And then I went into the garage where she sews, and I was sitting right underneath the attic, like, entrance. And it goes, attic.
Like, within 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Attic.
And then...
drowned.
Yeah, that was the weird thing. They drowned in the attic.
I don't know.
It said Satan, and we thought it meant satin. Because it was the sewing area. But the weirdest one was the other day we were sitting out on the porch on the back at the office, as we call it. And we were taking a meeting. Smoking a cigarette. It said,
Brian.
Dark.
Yeah.
Which you had an old roommate.
I had an older roommate that was named Brian.
Who did a lot of bad stuff. And when she started to talk about the things that he would do, it said, shut up, be quiet. And then afterwards, after we just stopped talking and moved on to something else, it said, I'm bored. I'm leaving.
Bored, leaving.
So it's not going to say anything to us right now. But anyway, it's an interesting app. Get out of it what you want. But it's fun. And if you have any, like, favorite ghost hunting stories or shows or documentaries or movies, anything like that.
Or if you know, on one of the stops of the tour... something that we should check out, like a tour. It doesn't have to be ghost hunting. It could be a food tour.
Yeah.
It could be a historical tour. If there's something that we are going to be in that city for that we should not miss, let us know.
Let Gidget know and she will do it.
I'm going to do it.
While I sleep.
I'm going to do it. I love to see things. I love to take pictures. And I'll just superimpose her.
Well, the really exciting thing about this tour, which is so different from a lot of the other tours I get to do, is, you know, the other tours...
You'll be with me.
What? Well, I'm looking for the silver lining in this. Let me find it. So most tours, you know, you jump in that night and then you're on a plane to the next place the next day. This one, for most stops, we get to sit down for a couple days and do a couple of different shows. So it gives us more time to really, like, not be super tired and to really, like, take in.
To wash our tights.
Well, that too. nobody wants Fritos for Thanksgiving. Oh,
but it's going to be so much fun. I hope that we see lots of new friends.
Yeah, and it's been fun getting to chit-chat with you because I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. Well, I haven't.
You haven't. You've been away.
In forever. Yeah.
We have new merch coming out.
We do have.
This tour. I can't wait.
Brand new merchandise coming out. I'm telling you, this is the tour not to miss.
Don't miss it.
Tickets are very limited and they're selling very quickly right now. Make sure that when you do book your tickets that you get the, you upgrade to the fabulously festive meet and greet package because then I get to hug your neck and give you the love that you deserve. And there's all sorts of fun things coming up. So all you have to do is go to gingermingelive.com. GingerMingeLive.com. You can find those tickets there. And to find me on social media, just go to GingerMingeOnline.com, GingerMingeOnline.com, and you can find all my social media links and stuff there. How about for you, Gidget?
My Instagram is Gidget Galore.
At
Gidget Galore. And on my Facebook, it's just Gidget Galore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's then where can they find you if it's not on tour with me?
Probably behind a dumpster at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I told you that is not the spa and it's a very different kind of facial.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
I did say that.
Well, I'm at Hamburger Mary's. When you're in town, we do Hamburger Mary's Bingo every single Tuesday right here in Orlando.
Yeah.
And everything else will be on social media.
Yeah, you got Drag Queen Story Hour coming
up. Oh, it's almost come out with Pride Orlando here.
Well, by the time this airs, that will have already happened, but...
We had a fabulous come out with Pride Orlando.
It was wonderful. Look at the pictures.
I'm going to be reading to the kids at 2 p.m. I can't wait. I can't wait to see the kids' faces light up when I read some kids' stories about acceptance and love and have a good time with people that we haven't seen in a very long time.
Exactly. So until next time, everybody out there, make sure you go and support your local girls, because local queens are hometown sheroes. And I cannot wait until you see who we get to talk to next. We're going to talk to so many girls on this tour. I can't tell you. We love you so much, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.